All right, everybody. Hello, hello. Welcome back to episode 12 of 615 Guys, the number one podcast recorded on a ping pong table. Well, we got all the guys here today. My name is Jackson. We got Sean.
What's up?
At Connor.
Yert.
And we got Mr. Denton Dotson.
Hi, Mike.
It's been a pretty good week for the boys, the guys.
Well, we're 12 episodes in. That's impressive. Don't you think?
That is 10 more than two. It's pretty crazy.
You're right.
You know, honestly, I honestly did not think.
Came a long way from.
Honestly didn't think that we would make it to 12 episodes.
I didn't either.
I agree. It spanned over how many months?
Like
it been?
5 months,
it
something like that.
5 months.
I remember because I got my
there was a snowstorm, which was in like February.
Yeah, I got my Invisalign, and I was like, dude, we can't record the pod. I'm gonna sound weird
because client's gonna have a whiff.
Yeah, I'm gonna have like a whiff, and then it was like a week later. So yeah, it was about 5 months ago.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
The fact that it's been 5 months, I mean.
Do you think it's been longer or shorter?
No, shorter.
It's definitely
felt
shorter.
I agree.
It's definitely felt shorter. That's for sure.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, we've taken some weeks off.
Yeah, a couple.
Yeah. We thought it would be a summer takeover, but it's more like a summer relaxation or whatever.
We'll pick it back up.
It'll
in
happen.
Spring.
Spring takeover.
Once Jackson goes viral on TikTok, y'all go like that, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
We'll go viral.
We can talk about that more here in a little bit, but first off, the first thing that we did, or most recent big thing that happened this week is that if you have checked out our Instagram, at 615 guys, you've seen that me and Connor went on a little field trip earlier this week to the Highland Games.
That's right, me and Jackson. Sean and Denton were nowhere to be found.
I was at baseball.
Sean was busy with soccer.
Let's say, they did have a good excuse. But it was definitely an amazing event. You guys make sure you'll want to go next year. I promise you, it was so fun. Shout out Wade Kirkland. Shout out to him. He organized the entire event and let us know about it. And he was the backbone to that event. And he's planning to make it even bigger next year. And we're planning to be in attendance again next year. So hopefully next year we can record an actual live podcast from the Highland Games. That's what we're aiming for.
Is it going to be around the same time?
I believe so, but he's hoping to expand it to an even bigger area, possibly like the fairgrounds. So
about the Highland Games, those people are huge.
There are some big people. If you go look through our post, you can see some of the crazy big human beings that were there and some of that crazy weight they were throwing. Uh-huh. I mean, there's some stuff. I kid you not. Like, they're having to throw stuff that's like 16 pounds, 20 pounds, 35 pounds over a bar. That's like 40 feet in the air.
Yeah.
Like,
that's crazy.
There was females too now. Like, apparently females couldn't even do this stuff.
Yeah, they weren't like.
Until like 5 years ago.
Yeah, it's been pretty recent for them.
Yeah, and they're all jacked too.
Like, did y'all like talk to anyone?
Yeah, we talked to a couple of them. And we actually gave them a sticker.
Yeah, we got.
What did they have to say?
Well, they were just saying like how much of a family environment that it is, and it really is. Like, everybody knows everybody, and they're from all around. So, like, the two people that we talked to, they were from, what, Illinois? I think it was Illinois.
Yeah, you're right.
And so, I mean, and then that entire group that they were with, that they were competing with, was of people from all over. And, I mean, you would have thought that they see each other every week.
Yeah, like, they're cracking jokes with each other, like, messing around with each other. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, and so it was definitely a cool thing to see. And I really do encourage all of y'all to go next year. It's it really is something special. We didn't even know something like this even existed in Lebanon. And but I'm definitely glad that we know now that it's here, because hopefully it's here to stay.
Maybe we'll compete in it.
Honestly, hey, give me a kilt and give me some.
We'll do it.
Give me some equipment, and we'll start our training.
Out of anyone, I think Jackson could rock the kilt the best.
Well, when my beard's orange,
when you're
everybody has beards there too.
Yeah,
you have to. It's in the rule book.
Well, you see, we were
makes you stronger.
Whenever we were trying to find people, everybody is described as a big dude with a beard.
Yeah, we're like, so, oh, we don't know.
Yeah, he would tell us to go over to somebody, and he'd be like, yeah, it's that guy in a kilt, and he's huge with a beard. And I'm like,
that really narrows it down.
Yeah. eventually we were able to kind of picked out who's who, and but you know, it's definitely a very fun experience.
Yeah, me and Sean, we'll have to pull up to next year.
Yeah.
I think, Sean, you'd be very out of place.
What do you mean?
Because you're a kicker.
Yeah.
What's that got to do with anything?
You can't kick anything.
Kickers don't work out.
We do work out.
You do not work out.
I do.
You do, like, hip hinge with 25-pound dumbbells.
That was when I started out. It's different.
He does bench press.
Yeah.
In that chest.
Yeah.
What are you maxing out at now, Sean, on the bench? You know,
about 150, 155.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That,
dude,
that's
it was
a lot better than
honestly,
I thought.
So on our lift-a-thon for football, it was kind of funny. So, hey, I'm like, I see Sean got 135 on the bar, and I'm like, all right, Sean, I see kicker getting some weight up there. He does it like it's absolutely nothing. Like, he gets it. I think he could have jumped it. He could have, like, popped it in the air, clapped his hands, and came back down with the bar and did like 10 more
reps. You see, the thing is, when you weren't watching, I actually did do that.
It's because he had you as his hype man, you know, because you had your, you know, Bruce Sternum.
I had my Bruce Sternum. Yeah, I couldn't even, like, breathe. And so I'm cheering on Sean. He slaps a 5 on each side. And I'm like, all right, Sean, this is easy. You got this, man. He goes down. Whoo! It just caves him in like it's nothing.
That's the worst thing about bench press or really max on anything. You'll get it so easy. And you will add 2.5, and it'll become the heaviest thing in the world.
Worse than the 2.5, dude.
And then you can't do it anymore.
And it just ruins your... Once you fail once, your whole max day is just ruined.
Yeah.
Because you ain't getting anything else up.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's like 2.5, that's nothing. I got this. And then, nope.
You are a different beast if you can fail on something and then get it the time, like the next time.
That's
like, because like, I remember, I guess it was my freshman year, y'all sophomore year, it was our like Burrow challenge, and Ian like failed on this. I don't know what he had on the ball on squat.
It may have been on bench. It was bench.
Oh yeah, because he I don't know what he had on, but he failed like 3 times in a row. Like he was nowhere close to getting it, and then out of nowhere
he puts like 5 more pounds on the bar and then gets that.
I've failed on power clean before like 3 times, and then I still went up like 20 pounds from that.
Power clean's different.
You can get off balance with a power clean, and
it's all about mentality too.
Well, I had failed like 3 times on it. I ended up going up, but it's just because my forearm's terrible. I hate power clean.
Power clean. I'm good at power clean, but it's just.
I'm very glad we do not do front squat anymore in football. We don't do it often. Like,
yeah, we don't do it often.
We used to do it like twice a week last year.
We used to max on it my freshman year. That was awful.
I bet.
We maxed on everything. We did, we maxed on, like, strict press, front squat, deadlift, bench, incline bench.
Okay, incline.
Incline, oh my.
Have y'all seen that video of that dude doing incline and his chest, like, was it a cramp or what was it? You know what I'm talking about?
No, yeah, he like, ripped it. I don't know. It, like, his shoulder, like, ripped off.
It's made me, I've done.
And then the aftermath, it was, like, all purple. It was gross.
Speaking of that gross videos, my dad showed me this video today, and this guy was parasailing. And, you know, have any of y'all ever been parasailing? They, like, dip you down in the water for a second, like, just your toes, and the shark came up and bit his foot off.
See, that is my biggest fear. And, like, that's why I wouldn't want to go parasailing, because I'm, like,
I've been. It was fun.
Because you have to go in the water no matter what, right?
Like, yeah.
And see, like, I'm not an ocean guy, like. I'll get like knee high and like let the waves hit me, but like I'm not that one that's like, gonna go all the way out there to like neck high and like in.
I like getting hit by them. I don't know. That sounds weird, but I like just standing there and it just
the waves
me over. Yeah,
yeah. I like fighting some waves.
Yeah,
I could see Connor being a surfer.
I could no. I literally
Sean would be the surfer.
Sean, because I actually know how to surf. So.
His hair.
You know how to surf?
Yeah.
Since when?
When I was really young, I used to go all the time.
You said that about skiing, and you sucked at skiing.
What? I went one time when I was younger, okay?
But you're like, yeah, I'm like a god at it.
No, I said I sucked. I don't know what you're on.
Hey, we weren't as bad as the people we took the class with.
No, you were terrible. Close to that.
No, we weren't.
No, Jackson was actually
Jackson,
no, we
no,
weren't.
Bunny was better, but
Jackson had to give himself a pep talk before he went down a blue.
That was not a blue. That was not a blue. No, that was a green.
No,
I
it was
get
a
the green.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a green.
Yeah,
no, it was a green.
You went so slow.
I don't know what these colors mean.
Okay, so
Nerman
we've talked about
this. Talked about the skiing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I don't remember the color code.
What are the colors?
Like green, money. Blue, black.
Right. And then so this green was not a green. Now he couldn't get a green either.
What? Yes, oh yeah, you kept falling on the zigzag green. Oh,
okay, well.
I look back and there's Sean, you know.
It's because I like to book it down it.
I legit had to save Sean from falling off the side of a cliff.
All I know is
I will give it to you, Sean. That one was hard. I almost fell on it a couple times.
The zigzag?
Yeah.
Because it was so icy.
Yeah, and there were so many people going down. You know, I almost ran into people.
I didn't slow down.
I don't know about y'all,
but I'm a professional sled surfboarder.
Sled snow.
There were
didn't you like get a concussion doing it?
Yeah, because I hit that bump. But I was better than all y'all at it, which means I think I'd be good at skiing.
See, there were so many inexperienced skiers there that it was just so hard for me to zoom through all of them. You know?
Yeah, because they'd get in your way.
Yeah.
It's not like you had pizza down the mountain the whole time or anything.
Hey, did I stop?
I mean,
did it work?
You went like 2 miles per hour. That's
no, I didn't.
Close to stopping.
Is that where you have the skis like this?
Yeah. It's where they're in the triangle. Okay.
But hey, that's the way I was taught.
No, it doesn't. Not on the hard ones.
No, yeah, you can't do that.
But do you remember? I think the funniest thing was whenever we first got out there, and me, Sean, and Ian, we couldn't even stand.
Oh, it
up.
Was so funny.
We would get in our skis. And then just immediately fall. Yeah. And we couldn't even, we were trying to, get the hang of it. And none of us knew how to do it.
I was trying
Connor.
To teach you.
Yeah, Connor was trying to teach us on the way to a ski lift as we're going.
I remember we thought it was the bunny slope, but it was really weird. Just on the side of a slope.
Yeah, we thought it was the bunny slope. And I'm like, this is a huge bunny slope. And
everyone's just sitting around laughing at us. We're just falling down, getting back up. Like, we would get up, and then we just, start going down the slope backwards. And I fell into a ditch with Ian. It was bad.
I remember the ones that we would go off-roading on, the really long ones.
Oh, yeah, that one.
We would
that
off-road,
was fun.
And I remember you were like, Jackson, go off this one. Me being stupid, you know, because I was like, all right, let's do it. And so I go off it. I am like 10 feet off the ground, I think. Probably was more like a... I was probably 2 inches off the ground.
No, yeah, it was only two.
But it felt like I was in the air forever. And so I got so scared, and I wiped out so hard. And that thing hurt, too.
And the slope was pretty icy, too, so it probably hurt even worse.
Yeah, because I'm just falling on straight ice, no snow.
Yeah.
Good time.
I miss the snow.
Yeah, me too.
Snowstorm. Flashback to episode one.
Ooh, just reached 40 likes on the TikTok.
The famous TikTok?
That's going to make us go viral that you all should go like at Denton_44 or JW Lee.
Yeah, at JW Lee 3
or 615
guys. 615
guys. Go on TikTok, look it up. It is Jackson's, what is it?
Highlight video
for his 1v1 versus Terry. You want to take us through what that's all about?
Yes, so this year, me and Terry, we had algebra together. She sat right behind me. I was in front of her, and Ian was behind Terry, and so we were all, you know, just discussing, because this was around basketball time, you know, like the around the playoffs and stuff, and I'm like, Terry, I legit think I could beat you in a 1v1, and she just kind of laughed it off, just kind of being like, ah, yeah, you're funny, yeah, there's no way, and I'm like, no, I legit think I could beat you in a 1v1. And so Ian over there, like, oh, do I smell a challenge? And so, yes, it's been set since probably, when was the state tournament, you say?
I just got a great idea. I say we get old Daryl to record it, and we'll have it on our YouTube.
It'll definitely be recorded. We may even get Terry.
Live audience.
We may even get Terry on the pod, you know, so she can talk her smack.
Yeah, like the week before we could have her on the pod. Yeah.
What if you lose, though?
I'm not gonna.
He's not gonna lose. Yeah, me and Fuller have been training.
Hey,
him.
You don't know that.
I'm not gonna. I've got.
You should see the hype video.
You can't
crazy.
Go into something thinking you're gonna lose or you've already lost.
I'm going to win. Like
you
this
can't
is
have that mentality.
This is legit. Like
you should have said. He was making everything yesterday. Just look at the TikTok.
It's the TikTok.
No, I was literally rolling out of bed and I still.
He
made
just
it.
Made it. He threw it away once and it went in.
He was reading a book once and it just went in.
Yes, Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
With one hand.
Cabin Fever.
Cabin Fever. It's a great book. Even better shot.
It was. And he dunked from really far away.
I dunked from the end of the street.
That was it like, pretty raw.
And it was like we 12? Raised the goal, yes.
Yeah, that's exactly 12? What I was about to say. It was 12 feet.
Really raw.
It was a 12-foot goal.
And so, I mean, and that wasn't, this was all happening on flip-flops too, by the way.
Yeah, and I'm not his even, legs were sore.
Yeah, I hit
legs. And he had two sprained ankles.
Terry's just in for a rude awakening.
I mean.
Yeah. What are y'all playing to?
I'm assuming 21.
21 like, to nothing, is that the score? Oh, also they're using a girls' ball.
We discussed this last night, because yeah. I needed to know, like, what I needed to train with.
Prepared.
Yeah, and so you're going to start practicing with that.
With the girls' ball, yeah.
What's the date?
Right now, it's set July 29th. July 28th.
Do we have a place 28th. Set, too?
We're thinking we're going to have it
either at Lebanon High School or the city courts.
Yeah, we're thinking the city courts, so we don't know what times.
Even or maybe at the NBA stadium.
That day day is still to be determined.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind
but
of
it's in that weird. Range.
It's around that time. It'll be probably that week for sure. But, you know, I'm very extremely confident in my abilities to win.
Yeah, like, me and Bryce have been training them, and it's been going really well.
Do we need to play some Rocky music?
Yeah, we will.
I legit think that I could, it may even be 21-0. I'm going to be completely honest.
Probably, if I had to guess.
Oh, but yeah, I feel extremely confident in my abilities. Like
I'm expecting a shutout.
I mean, the only way, I know her weaknesses. I've watched her film for years now, and I know her weaknesses. I know what she's good at, what she's not good at, and
Jackson's just good at everything. So.
Exactly. I mean, my range is limitless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Inside, outside, asleep, awake, getting the ground and on the air. You get the point.
What are you more confident though, defense or offense?
This is tough because I'm very good at both.
Nah, it should have been. Are you more confident in your layups or your beautiful jump shot?
It was my mid-range.
We won't reveal his strengths, actually.
Yeah,
surprise.
I mean.
Surprise. Terry's good at
Terry
everything.
Better do her film yeah. work from
no,
middle school.
From his elementary school
you know
days.
What? I'm gonna tell her my game right now, live on the pod. Okay. I'm going to tell her my strategy going into this, so she knows what to look for. She can work with her trainer, and she even has home court advantage.
Yeah, she does.
So.
Home ball advantage, too.
Yeah, that's
when was
true.
The last time you actually played a game?
An actual game of basketball? Yeah. Like officiated game.
Yeah.
Eighth grade.
You played AAU that summer though, right?
Yeah, but I didn't play.
He played pickup last
hey,
week.
We don't talk about that, right?
No, we can. I mean, I was a bench warmer. I was that guy that was just like the hype man on the bench.
Headband
was,
Jackson.
That was me. And we are bringing the headband. If you look in the TikTok, the headband does make an appearance.
Yes, it does. A little bit shorter hair than your eighth grade days,
but the power's still the same.
Yeah.
I still make everything with that headband, so.
Yeah, he does. It smells really. He hasn't washed it since then, but.
I legit think I haven't. I'm gonna be honest.
Because the power is
that's
still
disgusting.
On
it. I legit think I haven't.
You can't wash out the powers. I mean, I don't blame you.
So my strategy going into this, I will beat her off the dribble.
Yeah, I agree.
That's gonna happen.
Be your
you don't think her defense is any count?
Well, he should just be faster than.
I'm faster. Like I'm running and everything. I'm faster.
Okay.
Okay. And so. Once she finally steps off back, you know,
it's
just
going to have just 18 three-pointers.
Yeah, it's just going to be splashing in her face all night long. Just bang, 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 bang.
I mean, he's a three-point specialist. They don't call him Jackson really good at basketball, Lee for nothing. I mean, everybody calls him that.
I know. We're thinking about getting some, you know, custom shirts. I may even.
Jackson for three Lee, you know. That's his nickname, you know, big three-point guy.
Are we going to have an official there?
That's why my number was three. I mean.
That's all he hits. Even on layups, it's always an and one.
Because I'm so short that any of
this are we gonna have a referee?
We'll watch.
Porter should pull up.
Porter be the ref.
Addie has her referee stuff. Maybe she'll ref.
Well, but you see that I feel like they'd be kind of biased.
Yeah,
at that
that's
point.
What,
yeah,
that's
it's
what
true. It's
say.
True.
Half court, right?
There needs to be two refs.
Oh, absolutely half.
Yeah, absolutely. Half
court. That's funny.
I'm not
you
in
would
shape.
Pass into each other.
Yeah, that'd be terrible.
Yeah, I'm not in shape enough for that. I'm barely in shape enough for one pickup game of full court.
Yeah, like when we go play basketball and y'all say full court, I'm like, oh my gosh, because I'd much rather play half court.
Yes, exactly.
Not
yeah,
as much running.
Get more quality games in.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's my strategy for the game, and I 100% think that I'll win. I really don't know her strategy going into it.
I thought you said you did film.
I did film.
But he doesn't know her new strategy.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if she's gonna approach something a certain way. Obviously, she's gonna try to drive at the beginning because she's a little bit taller than me.
So she thinks she can bully you.
Exactly. But that's not going to happen. Because
so Jackson will have the headband on.
Exactly. Every time she bullies me, I will bully her equally as much back.
Good strategy. Wow,
bold statement.
Yes. Because, I mean, I'm not going to lose. There's zero chance I'm going to lose. I could put my entire life savings on this table right now and tell you I'm not going to lose.
You know who you sound like right now?
Logan Paul.
No, Bryce Hall. I never claimed to be a fighter. I didn't say that. You're like, I've never claimed I was good at basketball. I haven't played in two years.
I've played in over 41 V1s, never lost a single one.
How can we fact check that?
Cap.
Yeah, can we fact check that?
I swear. I've played.
No, over. I was actually there. I watched it.
Yeah.
All 40? Yeah.
All I'm saying all is 40. I've got the world's best trainers. I've got a very supportive team around me that supports me. I got my trainers. I've got my
hype men,
my meal specialist, my weight trainers. I've got it all. I've got it lined up, and you know, there should be a price for this. Like I need to get something.
I think there needs to be a wager.
We can everybody that goes can bet $5 on one of y'all,
and that money. Yeah, I say we do that.
Live bets too. Should we go live with it?
Yeah, Instagram live. Yeah, let's do it.
Should we Instagram live?
I bet people. I bet people
on ESPN.
Yeah. Well, we just need to hype it up like a couple days before. We just need to hype it up a couple days before.
Oh, this will be hyped up for a long time. It's not gonna happen for another month. So I mean, and we're already talking about it now, and the whole world's talking about it. I mean, obviously on TikTok, it's like it's the biggest thing right now on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you
It is. It already has 1.5 billion views per second. Per day.
Per second per day. Yeah. It has 1 billion views.
Can't beat that.
1.5 billion.
And a half. So yeah, the sports books are writing it down now.
Oh, and I don't mean like a 1.5 billion. I mean like it has 1 billion and then half of one person.
So legitimately, how much of a point favorite do you think I am? No, and I'll be the like this whole like
No, shutout, I'm betting like, I'm betting okay, so
like I want your legit 21 opinions.
Ones no, no, and no. twos?
Yes, 21
okay, so
and twos.
Realistically, I do think you'd win. Okay. However, since Terry's a basketball player and the world is ignorant, Terry's probably like a 3 to 4 point favorite.
Okay.
Yeah, but with the people putting bets on, you're probably a.
No, yeah, but think about it. The world's dumb. So they're just going to be like, ooh, a star basketball player versus Jackson. Ooh, basketball player's favorite.
5'5", Jackson Lee.
Yeah, yeah, like- yeah, yeah. So Terry's probably like a 3 point favorite. However, that's stupid, and you'll win.
I'm gonna prove everybody wrong. Like I feel like Logan Paul going into a fight right now.
I feel like
well, he's 0-3 or whatever he is. So maybe,
I feel
use
like
him.
Jake Paul.
You should feel like Buster Douglas.
There you go.
Buster Douglas versus Mike Tyson. That's what you should feel like. Y'all need to watch that fight. It's legendary. Buster Douglas K's him.
I feel like they're gonna start off strong, but the only reason she'll come back is because you get tired.
No, I'm in very good shape.
Yeah, Jackson runs 17 miles a second. Jackson actually ran here.
I did. That's my training.
He runs here every day.
Yeah. He's running home too, and back and back again.
Da-na-na, da-na-na.
I need an da-na-na, intro. I need an da-na-na intro song.
It can be the 615. Oh, I didn't tell you about that. So I was struggling this weekend when I was batting, and Bryson Underwood's little brother started playing the 615 guys theme song, and I got two hits. The two at bats, he did it. So, I mean,
I'm telling you, dude, I am telling you, every time somebody listens to our pod while they do something, they go off on whatever they're doing.
All right, I'm going to start doing that when I play.
We're going to walk into the gym with our sunglasses and our backwards hats, and we're going to have a boom box on the shoulder.
A fog machine?
Yeah, a fog machine. We'll have that set up all before.
That would be hard. With a spotlight. Yeah. I need one of those little capes.
Yeah,
like robes,
the jacket.
That the fighters wear.
And then we just storm. Everybody storms in the building, and Jackson's coming.
We're
in.
Just all
now
in
coming in.
Hello, hello.
The 5'5", 7", or what? What am I? What? How do they describe people?
The 4'6" Jackson.
What?
The 3 or 4'3".
115 pounds.
115 pounds. Lightweight. 5'5". Middle school bench warmer. Elementary school MVP. Jackson 4'3" lead.
I was actually. Whole in middle school.
He was, well, you were really good in fourth grade.
But
you're still no better than you are then.
Exactly. Same height, too.
Yeah, basically.
Pretty much.
Your hair got longer at one point, and then it got shorter.
Yeah.
Just like Jackson.
All right, so kind of like changing subjects here. You know how I'm about to get paid mega bucks by whatever.
You're going
to
get recruited.
In some colleges, some NBA this. Team. Well, I'm not going to college. I'm going to go straight to the league.
Yeah.
Yeah. The NBA. I'm going to do the little G League skip thing.
Yeah. They're going to name it to the J League for Jackson.
Yeah. And so after this 1v1, I'll be getting paid a bunch of money. Actually, no. I may be going to college now because college athletes can get paid starting Thursday, actually.
Paid or like paid for like their jerseys?
Endorsements and stuff, I think. Okay. I'll look it up, but last thing I saw was that they can just get paid, which is a big step for them. I mean, they were...
Oh, is that why the NCAA game's coming back? Because they can pay them?
I think that's partly why, but I think they can actually like have their actual names.
I don't think it'll be as good.
I don't think it'll be as good either. I think it'll just be like a knockoff.
It's just the nostalgia of why it's good.
I still play... I have NCAA 13 on the PS3. I still play it.
Yeah, I have it on Xbox. Yeah. It's fun.
It's just fun because you can pick college teams, you know?
Like right now, I am
it's fun because you can do like the high school thing. Road to Glory is the best.
Road to Glory is so fun. But I also like taking a terrible team. Like right now, I'm the current coach of the New Mexico Lobos.
Well, I also like when Alabama would beat us 49-0, I'd go on mascot mode and just spear the elephant and win like 148-0.
Mascot mode was pretty fun.
Yes, it was.
Me and Jackson played one time. Tennessee, I was Tennessee, he was Alabama, and Tennessee beat him, so.
I don't think that happened.
No, I have a picture of it.
I remember Jared and somebody played on mine. It was Jared and Bryce Kelly played on mine, and it was 98-97 was the
score. Because
they
catch everything.
Yes, they do.
There's no
the defense was impossible.
Yes. Like, you could throw one up off of, like, four people in coverage,
yes,
and they somehow catch it.
Yes, yes. Their stupid little mascots would catch everything.
This is the craziest thing. And they like, jump, like, so high in the air, too.
They wouldn't even jump. It just go in their hand. Yeah, it was ridiculous.
But looking back at the graphics on that,
it's so bad. But that's part of what makes it good.
Yeah, you know? it's just it's so bad that it's good.
Like the nostalgia.
Yeah. You know what else gives you good nostalgia? Cafeteria
Fortnite.
Food.
Fortnite does. Yeah. Y'all should start playing Fortnite again, everybody. I'm getting everybody back on it.
Fortnite's coming back.
Fortnite. Hot boy summer.
Do we all eat cafeteria food here?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I think we all. Yeah. Nobody was a kid that like brought their lunch every day.
Mm-mm. Oh my Good. Gosh, those people are so annoying. Shout out to those people; they suck. But
give no good taste.
Yeah. Like eat what's given to you. Who cares what you want?
Your taste palettes are just terrible.
Those are the people that
taste
think
buds.
It's bad,
they're gonna grow up spoiled.
Yeah, those are the people that think it's bad. But like, if you actually ate it,
it's not great. It used to be good. Back in elementary school, when they gave you like pork chops and macaroni and stuff every day, that stuff was good.
No, don't get me wrong. The macaroni at the high school now is extremely good.
Yeah, the macaroni was top.
Have you all had
this
bacon bites? Have you all had the box pizza?
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's a little greasy.
Yes, yeah,
the box
pizza just grease. No, it's just grease.
Our lunch this
the
year
old pizza
was good. Last year was good,
bro. They got rid of the cheese bites.
The cheese bites. Yes, I love the cheese bites.
That's something.
Now the only thing I didn't like about the cheese bites is that I had the third to last lunch, which means I had one class after lunch, and then I had to go to weightlifting. So I went from lunch eating so many like 8 cheese bites, all that grease.
Okay, now I know you're lying, because we had workouts in the morning.
Dang, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Caught in a lie.
I'm in practice.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Even worse.
Yeah.
I'm in practice.
It is bad.
Excuse me.
But
yeah.
Dude, you don't understand.
Hold on. If you had third lunch, that's at like 12, and practice doesn't start till 3.
I would literally walk out, walk out of the lunch line with 4 stacks.
I remember that.
4 stacks of cheese.
Yeah, I remember that. And this year, no, you even had like, what's it called? You had like
free lunch, baby.
He was in front of me in line. He goes, yeah, can I get 6 corn dogs?
Well, I mean, this year lunch was free, so you were really just paying for one if you got 2.
It was only the first like thing. If you got more, then
yeah, I know, but you could get 2 for the price of 1. Yeah.
Do you ever get like nervous? Whenever you buy extra and then you don't have enough money.
Yes. Yeah. They'd just be like, can I get an extra?
What would they do?
Oh, well, a kid in front of me.
I had to get out my wallet one time.
A kid in front of me, she was like, that'll be $1. He's like, oh, I don't have that. And he just walked off.
That's so sad.
Oh, it's funny.
Well, no, he didn't mean like he doesn't have any money. He
just
been like
on
him.
Yeah, every time I'm getting somewhat low, I'll bring my wallet with me, but
Yeah. I wish they would not always have
your wallet with you.
Yeah,
they do. They do. They'll be like, hey, you only have like $3 left.
They'll tell me that every once in a while.
Yeah.
They never tell me.
I ask. Like,
usually I have to pay like $2 when I'd run out.
If I think I'm getting low, I'll be like, hey, how much do I have? Like, oh, you have $187.
Yeah, I know. I've done that one time.
Now, nobody was nicer than the lunch ladies that went for Brian.
Oh, my. They loved us, too.
They did love us. There was a certain, by the end of the year, they were like, you want extra? Like, because they'd always give us extra, yeah.
They were like, how many this time? It'd be like corn dog day, and they'd be like, how many this time?
Yeah, corn dog day. Mini corn dog day, we would get like
corn dogs.
We probably went through their entire bag. Dude,
I miss middle school. We could only get one extra at Walter J, I think. We never tried to get more than one extra.
Oh, we would stack up.
Yeah, we would get extra and then ice cream. And
it probably
cost. We had the ice cream, too.
It probably cost around $6.
They have the ice cream now at Lebanon. They did like the last week.
Really?
It was good, too. It was like, Nutter Butters. Stuff like that, Nutty Buddies, whatever the heck they're called. And then there was like confetti one and like cotton candy one. It was good. It was smack ball.
I remember going into middle school and seeing that, like, I was like, oh my gosh, you can get ice cream every day.
Yeah,
I was like, this is awesome. You can get
extra, what?
Yeah. The extra blew my mind. I was always really scared to ask for extra. I'd be like, I'm going to do it today. I'm going to ask for extra. And then I'd be like, thank you. Yeah, I couldn't do it.
I remember that, though. I remember, like, someone told me about it. I was like, you can get extra? What?
No, you can't. You do it, Tommy.
There were just some weird stuff that we had that was so good. Like the calzones. You remember those?
What? We never had those.
In middle school? You don't remember that?
No.
The calzones were so good, dude. And then, what else was good? The mini corn dogs were amazing.
Yeah.
What else did
we Spaghetti have? Was good.
There was like Salisbury steak.
The Salisbury steak, dude.
I loved that. No. But they always put it with chicken nuggets. Like it. So I had chicken to pick between Salisbury steak
yes,
or chicken
it was.
Nuggets.
I always pick chicken nuggets.
I think I can buy
any day of the week.
That.
Yes, because the middle school chicken nuggets were good.
Yeah, they were.
The chicken nuggets now are good.
The middle school chicken nuggets were top notch.
I think middle school in general is just better.
And then there was like Sloppy Joe.
Sloppy Joe.
Oh, man,
but the weird
so
thing
gross.
Was that they'd have it on the same day as barbecue, right?
It's like the same thing.
I know.
Yeah, I would bring my lunch those days.
I think I've brought my lunch a handful of times in my lifetime.
Yeah, same.
In middle school, I used to bring it like once a week because it would be like cardboard or like
plastic.
That's usually what I would do.
Cardboard or plastic.
That was more like elementary school, though.
So, yeah, middle school, there was some of the best lunches were made there.
And memories.
Great memories at the lunch table.
Yeah,
lunch.
Miss it.
Lunch.
All right. So, on that note, I think we're about to wrap up episode 12 here. We do have some big news that will hopefully end up happening. We did have Sean's dad and uncle. Is that correct?
Yep.
They have agreed to do the one chip challenge. Now, can you kind of explain what that is, Sean?
So the one chip challenge is, for y'all that don't know, is like it's a chip that you can like order online. Comes in a box that's shaped like a coffin. All right, it's just one chip and it's super spicy apparently. But hopefully we'll have them on and they'll eat the chip.
We'll record it. We'll make another YouTube video for it.
We'll have it recorded.
Yeah, I get it.
My chair, man. I think we should call it that Jody style now.
Jody style.
Instead of YouTube, Jody style.
Yeah, Jody style.
We're gonna have this episode Jody
style.
So yeah, make sure y'all keep up. You're on the lookout for that. Make sure you go like the TikTok, on all three platforms. What is it? What's yours at, Denton?
Denton_44.
Mine's at JWE3.
And then the 615 guys TikTok.
At 615 guys, and then you also follow us on Instagram to get the latest 1v1 news. At 615 guys and on Twitter. So yeah, summer takeover is happening. 615 guys, we'll catch you in episode 13.
615 guys out
and see ya.
Peace.